On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. He holds the distinction as the longest-serving state legislator in our country's history, an attorney and World War II veteran who was first elected to the State Assembly in 1956. And at the end of the current legislative session, Democratic State Senator Fred Risser of Madison plans to retire. We're talking about his life and career. What do you want to ask Senator Risser in this exit interview? What do you want to know about his six-plus decades in politics? Do you live in Madison? How do you feel about his retirement? We're at 800-642-1234. Senator Risser, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Glad to be with you, Kate.
Well, how does the pandemic compare with other crises that Wisconsin has faced during your time in office?
Well, we've always had different crises. We've had crises on a number of issues. I know, you remember the Vietnam War was full of crises. And then before that, we had civil rights movements. So there's one movement after another, and it's par for the course.
What makes this crisis stand out? What makes it unique?
It's a current crisis. That's unique. As I say, during the Vietnam War, we had thousands of people descend on the Capitol. And then before that, the civil rights movement. So as I say, it's unique only in that it's present. I think it shows that the public wants a change. The legislature is a little slow on these things, and the public is deciding to petition the legislature through various means. And this is a democracy. This is the way we operate.
Well, the state legislature has passed one bill in 4 months here with the pandemic, and we look to our neighbors like Minnesota, where, you know, Minnesota has put forth 200 bills. What do you think is going on in the legislature?
Well, you can blame the Republicans for that, quite frankly. They have control of the legislature. They have control of both houses of legislature. They have control when the legislature meets. The governor has called several special sessions, and the legislature's come and gone because of the Republican leadership. Quite frankly, we should be passing some bills. We should be in session and handling a number of issues. But when the power structure, the legislature, refuses to meet, there's not much we can do until we change the makeup of the legislature. And hopefully that will be done in November.
Former Governors Jim Doyle and Scott McCallum, they criticized the state government for a lack of leadership in the crisis last week in talking with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Do you agree with them?
Yes, I do. I think that the leadership in the legislature, which, as I say, is currently a Republican leadership, is derelict in its duties. They refuse to meet. As I say, the governor's called several special sessions, and the legislature comes back together, and the Republicans immediately adjourn it. That's not the way we should be running state government, and I'm very upset with it. Hopefully, as I say, the voters of this state will change things in November.
You've worked with hundreds of state lawmakers over the years. What makes someone a good representative of their community?
Well, I think a good representative has to represent the views and interests of his constituency. If he or she doesn't do it, the constituency should vote the legislators out. Voting is key, and it's something that people have to do if we're going to maintain our democratic way of living. A good legislator, of course, will go down and be diligent, not only represent the views of their constituency, but be actively involved in what's going on. Oftentimes, legislators procrastinate. They do not act necessarily in the views of their constituency. Sometimes the constituency doesn't know what a legislator does. In Madison, of course, legislators live in the district in which they represent. Their Madison legislators, I think, are very receptive to the views of their constituency. But legislators from about the state sometimes leave their home territory, come down to Madison, and their constituency doesn't necessarily know what's going on. I think the public has to know what's going on. The press has to be diligent. I think a legislator that represents his or her district and informs their district. What's going on is a better legislator than one that doesn't, of course.
We're talking politics with Fred Risser, the longtime state senator from Madison who plans to retire in January. You can join in. What questions do you have for Senator Risser? What do you want to know about his life or career? What do you want to ask him in this form of an exit interview and his experiences in the six decades and plus that he's been in the Capitol? Join in at 800-642-1234. You've called authoring the statewide smoking ban one of your proudest accomplishments. Why does that stand out to you?
Why does that seem what?
Why does that legislation stand out in your career?
Well, I'll tell you, it stands out because it took so long to adopt. When I started out in the legislature, smoking was legal, regardless of your age, and just about anywhere in the state. I remember going to movie theaters and having to move around because the people in front of me were smoking, and I didn't like it. This is unique in that it took almost 40 years to adopt. When I started out, I introduced a bill back in the early 1960s to make cigarette smoking illegal for those under the age of 16. The bill only got one vote in the committee. That was mine. And they voted it down. And you had the lobby interests, you had the tobacco interests, you had interests of the food industry, restaurant interests. Just you had a number of people that opposed any changes. You know, the public has had about a 180-degree turn on that issue, but it took a long time and took persistence. It wouldn't have happened unless those legislators like myself had continually worked on this subject matter. Sometimes bills take a long time to pass. The public has to change philosophy sometimes. Sometimes the public has to catch up to the legislature, but oftentimes the legislature has to catch up to the public.
What should our state lawmakers do to curb the rise of teen vaping?
What should the legislature do to what? Excuse me, I didn't understand.
To curb the rise of teen vaping that we have seen in recent years?
I'm not quite sure. The legislature has to, should be acting on various issues. Unfortunately, the legislative setup is such that the party in power has control over the agenda. And if the party in power does not want to take up an issue, it won't be taken up. And so it's sometimes very frustrating for those of us that want to act on issues when the majority party decides they just don't want to act.
You've been called overseeing the restoration of the state capitol building, one of your largest accomplishments. Why do you see that?
There again, an issue that took many, many years. I was the author of the Capitol Master Plan, but it takes more than the master plan. It takes money. It takes persistence. And the Capitol had to be renovated over the period of several different governors. And every time a new governor came in, they had new ideas. And so we developed the Capitol Master Plan, and we were able to continue it through several different administrations and several different legislative activities. As I say, it lasted over 10 years, and we had to make several different appropriations. It cost more than we originally anticipated. And when you're upsetting people by moving around and putting new structures in the building, building new walls and cleaning things up, it is all difficult. You know,
well, we have to pause there with State Senator Fred Risser about his years in the legislature as he prepares to retire. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You have a line to State Senator Fred Risser, the longest-serving lawmaker in U.S. history. He's preparing to retire as his term ends in January. He's worked with 13 governors of Wisconsin in his 64-year tenure. What do you want to know about his work and legacy? What stories and remembrances would you like to share about his time in office? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. And Senator Risser stays with us for 10 more minutes. Let's go to Mo now, joining us from Oconto. Hi, Mo.
Oh, and hi, Fred. Thanks for being there. Two quick questions. One is that Back 40 mine, even though it's on the Michigan side, it borders our, it's going to affect our side of the river also. Why doesn't Wisconsin have some say in that? We're kind of been shut out, it seems to me. And then my second quick question is, have you ever seen any kind of shenanigans or corruption like the Republicans played out when the governor was elected and they limited his power? Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. And Mo, the first question is about the proposed mine, the Back 40 mine, which would be located next to the Menominee River, which flows into Lake Michigan and has raised concerns about potential pollution. State Senator?
Well, I think environment is something we should be spending quite a bit of time thinking about. You know, without environmental protection, none of us would have anything to do. We wouldn't have jobs. We wouldn't have civilization as we understand it. And I agree completely that the legislature has defaulted on its environmental necessities. I want to answer the second question, though, which is why did the legislature take all the power away from the governor? I think that was outrageous. It was undemocratic. It had never happened before. It went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, on a divided Supreme Court, decided that that legislature was okay. The majority of legislature, of course, are Republicans, and they decided to take away the governor's and the attorney general's power. The attorney general can't even settle certain cases without legislative leaders coming around and being briefed. And then, of course, they're out of town, go to share the time, and we're losing lots of money on some of those cases that should be settled out. It was an outrageous movement by the majority party, and that's why I think elections play such an important part. I think we have to change the makeup of the legislature to protect our environment better and to go back to the democratic method of the executive taking care of the executive part, legislature taking care of the legislative part. I think the voters have to decide that they don't like what's going on and they should make a change.
Mo, thanks for calling. Let's bring in David now in Shellsburg. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hi.
I would like the senator to tell me why he voted in favor of calling for a convention of states under Article 5 most recently.
Yes, that vote was in a committee, and it was an error. Quite frankly, it was in the committee. The committee asked for a vote by mail, and it was a mail ballot which came out the wrong way, and that has been corrected. I can tell you that I'm absolutely against this convention of the states. It would be a terrible mistake. And when the bill comes to the state senate as a body, if it ever does, I will be voting against it. This was a committee vote and an error, and I admit that was a paper ballot which was marked wrong, and it has since been corrected. And as I say, if it comes to a vote on the Senate floor, I certainly will vote against it. That's a bad idea.
David, thanks for the call. Speaking of voting, there is an election this month. There's an election in November. How do you feel that Wisconsin should handle absentee voting, mail-in voting?
Well, I think that the mail ballot voting should be handled as it should be handled. I mean, I think it's perfectly appropriate. I know the President of the United States votes by mail, and we go right on down. Many people vote by mail. In six states, they use the mail ballot completely. They don't have any in-person voting. It's all done by mail. How do I think about it? I think it's a good idea. I've just turned my ballot in for the primary election, And I intend to vote by mail this time. I think it's perfectly legitimate. And as I say, many others do it. I support it.
Well, next year, lawmakers will redraw the state's election boundaries based on the 2020 census. What should be the guiding goals of that redistricting process?
Well, it couldn't be any worse than it was last time. The gerrymandering of the state legislature was, again, outrageous. You know, we had over close to 60% of the vote was Democratic, and yet over 60% of the assembly was Republican. And that isn't quite reasonable. It isn't fair. I think that the governor setting up a citizen reapportionment committee is an idea. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. As I say, gerrymandering is one of the things in government which is unfortunate. I hope that the reapportionment will come out a little fairer, and if it does, I think you'll find a much more closely divided legislature, and I think you'll have a better legislature if you have a reapportionment that more or less represents the views of the people.
We're talking politics with Fred Risser, the longtime state senator from Madison, who plans to retire this year. Let's bring in another call. Nick is with us from Stevens Point. Hi, Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I just have a quick question. You know, my biggest concern right now is how divided the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are. And, you know, in the past with some of our leadership, even at a countrywide level, we've been able to at least come to an agreement and work on some stuff to make the country a better place for all of us to live. And I just want to know your take on how we can get back to that, because right now it just seems like we're more divided than ever.
Well, first of all, let me say I agree with your observation. I think we are more divided than ever. In my 64 years in the legislature, I can't remember any time when we're as divided as we are. In fact, we find that more votes are straight party line votes in the legislature now than ever before. I think, quite honestly, that it trickles down from the national level. I think the division started on the national level and is sort of trickling down to the state level. But admitting that that's a bad thing, your question is how are we ever going to get out of it? The only way we're going to get out of it is by electing legislators that will go to work and changing things. In other words, some legislators try to change things, but until there's a majority that will do that, they are going to be changed. And so I go back to elections. What makes our country great is participation, and people have to participate in the process to make the process work. Unfortunately, currently the majority is not doing what I think the majority should be doing, and it's going to take a change in some of the membership of the legislature to bring about a change. The only way we can change it in a democracy is by selecting individuals who will help make the change, and it's up to the voters to help bring those individuals to the forefront. It'll happen. It'll happen, but it'll take some work.
Senator Risser, what do you consider to be your biggest legislative regrets?
I think probably the biggest regret I have is that my father did not live long enough to see his son participating in government. My dad was a district attorney for a number of years. He was also in the state Senate, and he and I were very close. He passed away before I had a chance to really get to the leadership positions I had in the legislature. I enjoyed 40 years. I was in leadership. I was the president of the state Senate for 25 years, minority leader for a number of years, a co-majority leader. I've enjoyed my legislative process, and I don't really have any major regrets, as I say, other than that my father didn't have a chance to see his son develop.
Are you still biking on your birthday?
Up through the 91 years of age, I was able to bike my age in a single day. And then I had a little accident between a car and a bike. And so I'm not biking as much as I used to do. But up through 91, I was able to bike my age in a single day. And I still bike whenever I get a chance.
Well, State Senator Risser, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Fred Risser is a Democratic state senator from Madison and the longest-serving state lawmaker in our nation's history. He plans to retire at the end of the current legislative session. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. We talk about the August 11th primary election and answer your questions about voting. What do you need to know? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back with more State Cap after this news update on the Ideas Network.